All right, this episode is sponsored by Savvy Queen, SavviKueen. Again, Savvy Queen, SavviKueen. Custom embroidery, custom directed film, custom vinyl. You can find Savvy on Instagram at Queen Savvy's Creations. On Instagram again, at Queen Savvy's Creations, KueenSavviScreations.
Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
What's up, man? I had a little... Did you catch it? I spaced out during the intro there.
You were a little bit more slow.
I spaced out.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for so long, and every now and then, like, I have a tantaran moment, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, shit, what's the next word?
Getting old.
I'm getting old.
Always it too early?
Both. Yeah, no shit, man. It's Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Welcome home, Sunday morning.
I know.
What are we doing? Why are we here this morning?
Beer Belly Society pajamas.
Pajamas. Pajama party.
Pillow fight.
Oh, I'll fuck you up.
You don't know, bro. Come
on. Hey, man, we're having coffee.
Yeah.
This is bullshit again.
Second time we do this.
This year.
Yeah. Well, this is the second time we do it overall, I think.
Overall?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was the third time.
I think we planned on three, but the third time
we did a compilation episode.
I was too hungover.
That's right. Yeah, we got busy week. It was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of work for me, a lot of work for you.
Yeah, man.
You had your mama's B-Day party.
That was yesterday.
I heard that... you guys did some crazy shit. There's going to be TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll make everybody wait for the TikTok, but how dare you, fool?
And for a few listeners out there, it was her idea.
Nah, fool. He told me the truth. That you did it without her consent.
It was her idea.
You guys are doing this event.
She said, like, I'm going to do it for TikTok.
I was going to say. So basically, you guys are doing this whole situation where I'm not going to say what. Yeah. And as it's happening, your mom's yelling, for TikTok!
For TikTok, right? That's like a baptism.
When did your mom become so social media... what is the word I'm looking for?
Well, it's kind of like one of those things. Remember back in the day when Facebook was like the thing before mm-hmm. Instagram and TikTok?
Yeah.
You know, like you showed your parents Facebook, right?
Yeah.
They were so hesitant about Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden they're just hooked on it.
Ah.
Right? And now it's TikTok's a thing. So when she got introduced to TikTok, she was so against it at first.
Uh-huh.
Now she can't stop watching it.
At first, it was El Diablo.
Yeah.
Now TikTok was El Diablo.
Now she's not getting lottery tickets because the Simpsons predicted these numbers are the winners.
Did you buy those numbers?
Not for this $5.
I have.
Well, she'll write down the number on the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, Mijo, these are the winning numbers. And I'm like, no, it's not, but it's your money.
So. Man, your mom, I love your mom. I've known your mom for as long as you, and I'm going to tell you something.
As long as me.
She's half the reason why I stay friends with you. She's funny, bro.
I see it that way.
She has her moments.
And it was like, what was it one time? Like, she was considered a cool mom because she wanted, like, instead of us going out, she's like, oh, let's get some strippers and hang out in the garage.
And she was dead serious.
Yeah.
She meant it.
Yeah.
I still believe that if we had showed up with strippers,
yeah,
and as long as we were in the garage,
yeah. Well,
she
like,
would have been okay with it.
We were 20 years old, 19 years old.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Freaking, like, we're talking about going to the strip club with TJ, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, just get strippers and hang out in the garage.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's why I love your mom.
Yeah. And you were like just excited. You're like, for real?
I was ready, bro. Yeah. I was ready to pull the trigger. I remember this story. Mm-hmm. I do remember. I don't know. Obviously, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Out of respect for your mama.
Right. And I kept like, go away, ma.
But I thought about it for like a hard second. I'm like, is she being serious?
There was like three other guys there, too. And everyone was kind of like looking at each other. It's like, are we doing this? What's going on?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember like your mom calling me
randomly. I'm like, I didn't even know you had my number.
Yeah.
So she, I don't know who she asked for my number to invite me for the first time to one of your birthday parties.
Yeah.
So she always like reached out and stuff like that. So I always consider your mama like a second mama for sure. I remember taking her fucking, Mother's Day flowers once.
No, okay.
Yeah, I remember that shit. She's cool as shit. How old is she now?
Like 74.
Man! Our parents are getting old.
Yeah. But she got good genes, though. She's still active. She's still,
she doesn't look 74.
She's blessed with good genes.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And everyone in the family got a little touch of it.
Yep. I wish I had a little touch of good genes because I'm 40. I look 60.
Hey, you know what I noticed? I'm wearing a hat right now.
Uh-huh.
I look younger with a hat on. So I'm
good. Yeah, because you don't see your gray hair.
Exactly. I just became a hat guy.
I need to become a hat guy. I'm getting a bald spot.
Bro, you've been getting a bald spot. I mean, tell you, either like go bald. Bald. You look good bald, dude.
I want to.
At one point.
You want to know why I don't do it right now?
Yeah.
Because I've been putting on a lot of weight. And I get that crease in the back of my head. How do you describe that?
I think like a little, when you're...
I get that fat person crease in the back of the head.
Like that, I know, I see it right now.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how your head is,
And it's better with hair, because it's, it could, depending on the angle but you look at it.
I can see it right now, though.
Well, yeah, because hair. I told you.
Yeah, but
depending on the angle, you don't really pay attention to it. It kind of just goes through.
I don't think a girl's going to look at that and judge you for that.
What are you talking about?
She'll judge
bro?
You for other things. She's like, oh my God, you told me it was bigger.
It is. What's the word I'm looking for? She needs to put on her glasses.
Oh, glasses.
You know, it's far sighted.
The depth perception, near, right?
There we go. That's what it is.
No, you look at it from this angle.
It's average.
Let me stretch the foreskin.
Stretch the foreskin.
All right, that's
whatever, fool. Don't tell people I'm not clipped.
Hey, for those who are, you guys are missing out.
All right, man. Piss enough about my dick. What are we talking about today?
All right. So a couple topics in mind. And by the way, we are going to drink beer early morning.
Yeah, we are.
So let's introduce the beer real quick.
I'm going to hand it over to you. Right. You always do much better at this than
so
I do.
Originally, where we're going to get, I suggested a beer that I've had before, and there's a sticker right over there, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it was from Duckfoot, but I called the place that didn't have it available. I figured because that beer right there is a pancake with a syrup beer.
Where's the sticker?
Right there, the guy with the hat.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
Breakfast, pancake breakfast.
There
that's go. What we were going to have?
That's what I wanted.
That would have been good.
Perfect for a fucking morning beer.
I know, session, but we should have. We would have needed a pancake.
Oh my god!
That's our fat thoughts.
We could have done like Uber Eats.
That's our fat thoughts, you know. Stoner can't have that without pancakes.
Right.
What we get though?
So I told Robert, you know what? Let's wing it. Get a beer, and he got Belching Beaver Must Be the Honey Blonde Ale.
It sounded like a perfect breakfast type beer.
Yeah, and on the side it says, our smooth drinking honey blonde ale is one of our best sellers, and for good reason. We brew it with the finest quality honey available. Floral aromas leak from the glass while subtly sweet flavors linger on the finish, making this a beer for all occasions, including breakfast.
I remember now.
Yeah, good times to you, my friends, and welcome to the Beaver family.
You had mentioned that we have tried this before, and now that you read that, I remember us talking about honey and having different tastes from different areas, I think.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff.
I think we tried this when we had a little beer crawl with, like, Pachuco, mm-hmm. Brian, and it's 5.5.
Well,
by the way, I haven't ate either.
I got them in the freezer. You haven't ate yet?
Uh-uh.
Cool, it's fucking 7 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't ate either.
Oh, we're about to get
fucked up.
Is it a thing? Like, is there such a thing as too early to drink?
I think there is.
Are we in that category right now? Is it too early?
We're old.
So we can break the rules a little bit?
No, we're old, so we think that it's a cat. We think it's too early.
Okay, so.
Because a 20-year-old wouldn't have think twice.
That's true.
You at 20 wouldn't have think twice.
Oh, fuck that.
You would have been like, beer, yeah, yeah, and then crush the cat in your head.
Yeah. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash. But now that you're an adult, you think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I hear? I hear my mama in the back of my head saying, it's too early for beer.
It's too early for beer.
Yes. So beers and breakfast. We need to have a segment called Donuts and Beer.
Next time we do this, we gotta bring donuts.
Donuts and beer, donuts, man. And I'm beer. So down.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna switch from coffee to
beer.
Beer. Yeah. I was trying to get the name again, but I'm like, must be honey.
Must be the honey.
Is that the must be the honey? That's the name, right?
Yeah.
Must be the honey.
You know, that honey is good for you too.
That's why we're having it for breakfast.
Exactly.
Oh, man. It smells good. It smells like a... Honestly, I felt a little dirty buying beer last night for breakfast. I even joked around with my... So I went to my regular liquor store.
Yeah.
And I'll go up with the beer. He's like, party tonight? Yeah, you know, like he's hella like it. Yeah. Trying to get the story. Where am I going? Well, this
yummy,
and that.
Yummy, yeah.
And I just looked at him and I said... For breakfast. And he like hella opened, like peeled his eyes up, like he's like, you don't drink when the sun's out. That's what he tells me.
Really?
You don't drink when the sun's out. And I'm like, really? I'm like, so you don't drink if it's like 5 o'clock at a party?
Yeah.
He's like, no. I wait till the sun goes down.
Why?
I didn't get that deep into the combo.
Like a religious thing.
But he was telling me that that's just he does not feel like it's beer time until it's dark.
So it's a personal preference.
It's a personal preference. Gotcha. So I told him, I don't think it's beer time unless somebody's here to cheers and have a beer with me.
Let's go.
Cheers. Happy birthday. Cheers. Breakfast. Whatever.
Breakfast.
Christmas.
Beer.
Let's do this beer.
Let's go. I don't taste the honey.
I taste it. You know what? I was super concerned. What did I tell you before the radio, before we turned this on? I went, we're having coffee. Mm-hmm. We're going to switch from coffee, which is a natural, like smell and, like cleanser.
Well, you're right about that in terms of the smell, because that's what they have coffee grounds at the perfect places, yeah.
But I think that switching from coffee to this beer right now was not a drastic... As drastic as I thought it was going to be.
Really?
I actually enjoyed that sip. Let's have another. we had a beer for breakfast.
Beer for breakfast.
All right. We got topics.
All right.
What are we talking about? There was like, we had like fucking 30 topics. We had to narrow it down.
Yeah. You know, our goal is always to keep it short and simple.
3 hours later.
I know, right? So one topic is, and I can't believe we never mentioned this before. We probably mentioned it like here and there, but beer goggles.
Oh, man.
So is that really
you're
a thing?
Make me talk about some stuff.
Is beer goggles a thing? I think every young person has experienced some sort of beer goggles scenario in their life. I know I have.
I've had a couple.
You've had a couple.
A couple beer goggle situations.
Yeah. And
I've woken up to like, holy fuck. You never woken up to holy fuck?
Woken up to regrets. In my younger years. The beer goggles theory suggests alcohol makes people seem more attractive, but a significant 2023 study found that while alcohol impairs the ability to detect facial symmetry, a factor in attractiveness, it didn't change people's ratings of attractiveness. Instead, the theory may actually describe how alcohol lowers inhibitions and increases confidence, making individuals more likely to act on pre-existing attractions rather than generally perceiving others as more beautiful.
Okay, I want to touch on that.
Okay.
So... My opinion is that it doesn't make people more attractive. I agree with that part.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it lowers our standards.
Okay.
I believe it lowers our standards. Uh-huh. Is that what it tried to say? Read it one more time.
No. Basically, that's what you're right about. That it's just like, okay, alcohol lowers inhibitions. and increases confidence, making individuals more likely to act on pre-existing attractions. So pre-existing attractions.
I don't believe that part.
No?
No. Because I don't think I've hit on women while I'm drunk that I don't think were attractive. Let's say.
Okay.
And okay, so I have, dude, I have scenarios. Like, I'm not going to say nobody's names, but like I go out for like dancing. I'm just going to say that. And there's one or two women that I would never hit on while I'm sober. And I mean, a fucking four pack of a triple IPA later, I'm trying to take them home.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that thank God they haven't taken me up on that, because I would have woke up the next day like, no, no.
man, I'm not going to go into details. I mean, I've had a couple.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't remember one being taller than me.
I don't do taller women, so you're right. And I would never hit on a taller woman unless I'm drunk.
Right. And there was like no eyebrows.
Man.
I'm like, when did they disappear?
Did you check your chest? Or the pillows?
Oh, man. And that was weird. And then nothing ever led up to this, but there was one where I'm out. I don't know if you were there, but it was a couple of us. We were like somewhere in Chula Vista, I think.
Yeah.
And there's a party. We're at a dive bar, right? And it's like I'm drinking, right? It wasn't my type of environment because of the music.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, whatever. Everyone else is dancing. I'm at the bar.
Yeah.
And it was close to closing because we were like the last, there were like eight of us there. So it was like eight people. So I'm at the bar and I'm just pounding beers. And then I look down the bar and there was this girl that I normally wouldn't find attractive. Right? I'm like, I see her. She's staring at me, whatever.
Did she wink at you, bro?
I don't think so. But I kept drinking, right? I'm like ignoring them. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to play. And then like I kept like two more beers later, I look over, I'm like,
you're like, well, baby.
And then, like, a third beer later, I'm like, that's time. It's going to happen, right? But thankfully, nothing ever happened. The bar closed and we left.
I've had situations where I was a wingman.
Yeah.
And I was angry about being a wingman. And then a few beers later, I'm like, I'd fuck you.
And I think Google AI has never had a beer before.
Yeah. But it collects information.
It does. So I believe that, I'm not going to side with Google AI. Beer goggles, liquid courage is a thing.
Liquid courage, I agree. Because a situation where I think someone is attractive and I won't hit on them until I have a little liquid courage in me, which is not great either, because then if you're, let's say there's a perfect level of liquid courage.
Yeah.
And I believe that guys, we don't recognize that level. We always surpass that level. Uh-huh. So by the time let's just say me, by the time that I go hit on a girl, once there's a liquid courage in me and I'm using quotation marks, by that point, I'm like, hey, baby. And you can tell I'm drunk.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Liquid courage comes to me. I feel like I catch it too late.
Yeah. It kicks in too late, right?
It kicks in too late, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Like,
yeah.
You know what? Liquid courage doesn't really, I guess beer goggles and liquid courage kind of go together, because then, you start talking and you start mingling. But when I think about liquid courage with me, I think about all the stupid shit I've done in terms of like tickles.
Tickles.
So that's my liquid courage.
Oh, man.
You know, when liquid courage comes in.
Pass me the beer, bro. I'm going to put two more in the freezer because I think I'm going to have them.
Oh.
I'm at home.
Oh, you are.
I'm at home. It's breakfast.
It's breakfast time.
You know what? I might order some fucking birria later. Damn. You know, we'll make a whole thing on this Sunday morning.
Put some of this beer on the birria. But like when tickles comes out, that's my liquid courage. And that's when you see me doing stupid stuff like jumping off roofs. And I'm like, tickle ain't no bitch.
Tickles, bro. Oh, sorry, that was a little loud. That was putting beer in the freezer. Tickles, though. Definitely comes out when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily anything sexual usually. Let's say like you're hitting on a girl, but like tickles comes out and dumb shit starts happening.
Well, like right now, if I get drunk, like nowadays, it ain't gonna be sexual. Ain't gonna be nothing like that. It's gonna be me fucking like saying tickle ain't no bitch.
Yeah,
a couple things are gonna happen. Either I'm gonna go into a mosh pit,
and I don't get it, bro. We're fucking 40, bro.
I'm gonna jump off some sort of roof. On the table.
You start crushing cans on your head.
Or I'm going to start a fight.
You don't even have a hat on and you start crashing cans. Okay, so I want to know this now.
Yeah.
When you, the last time we went out to like a fucking concert, it wasn't even that type of, it was that type of concert, but it was like.
It wasn't heavy metal.
So you dove right in.
Yeah.
And you started crushing cans on your head.
Yeah.
By the time that I stopped you, you were like three cans in.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, yeah, you did it. Yeah. Congratulations, you're 40, stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like taking you to the hospital.
Yeah.
How was your head the next day? Real shit, don't lie.
It was sore.
Yeah?
It was some bruising, but it wasn't no bumps or nothing.
Oh, you're fucking... Yeah. Oh, you're too gangster for me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, honestly, like, I think I'm the calmest of all your friends.
Yes, I would say so.
When it comes to shit like that.
When it comes to drinking and doing shit like that, like, yeah, you are the calmest one.
You know?
And I want to say there's somebody a little bit more calmer than you. Ojitos.
Okay. Oh, but, nah, bro. Yeah. But when he gets, okay, calmer when he's not drunk.
Okay, so
Because Ojitos, it comes out. There's a reason why we call him Ojitos.
Well, Ojitos, I mean, he probably listens every now and then, so maybe he'll listen to this, but Ojitos, I've seen him drunk.
Yeah?
He's still composed.
He's composed. I'm composed too, you asshole.
You're composed, but you don't move much.
Well, yeah, because, so here's my theory. You ain't never, ever been embarrassed of me being drunk.
No, I mean, you said it's all stupid shit when you're drunk, but you never like falling or puked or anything like that.
But so my number one goal, because I catch myself drinking.
Yeah.
I catch myself and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So my go-to is I find a seat and you know I'm drunk. I'm at my drunkest, bro, when I sit down.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to notice. And if I'm standing up, I'm like swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
Or like, like tripping over shit.
Yeah.
But when I'm fucking, so that's how my drunk is. You know I'm drunk when I'm like trying to find a chair.
Yeah.
So that's usually me trying to be conscious and being like, okay, I know I'm drunk, but I can't control my mouth.
Okay.
I do say dumb shit.
You do say some shit and you instigate a lot more.
That's fun, though.
You're an instigator sober, but you're way worse when you're drunk.
I know, but I own that one.
That's how you manipulate tickles into doing shit. Like, when I'm on the roof, your ass is saying, jump.
Jump.
You're a bitch if you don't jump.
You can do it.
That's you. And then if something happens, I'm
guilty.
Like, yeah, and if something happens, you'll be like, well, he knew what he was doing. He's an adult.
He's fucking 40 years old. Yeah. He should have known better. Yeah.
But Ojitos... I've seen him drunk at least, right?
Yeah.
He's still functional almost 100% when he's drunk.
I guess you're right.
And he'd be the type of guy, yeah, he's got his moments where he's like stumbling and all that. But I feel like when shit is the fan or something, or
he's the most composed.
He just goes 180 and he's like focused.
He goes dad mode.
Yeah.
He goes dad mode. But that's because he has younger kids in the house. Well, he still has to be dad mode.
But even when he's young, when he was younger years, we used to party at his house. Yeah, he'd get like socks and everything like that. But at the same time, he still has some sort of, except on that one night, he had some order.
Some what?
Some order. Like he had control somewhat of the house.
Yeah, he always did.
Yeah, except for that one time where...
Where fucking toilets broke and all sorts of shit. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that toilet broke. It was set on fire. House was set on fire. Apparently there were Nazis after us and vampires.
That was the most interesting night of our youth, I think, because we talk about that often still.
Yeah.
That one was...
We had a handful of parties at that house, but I think that was that one night where maybe somebody spiked our drink.
That night was... Will forever be talked about by multiple people.
Yeah, probably. Somebody has video.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
We always took video.
And I remember that there was his bedroom used to be like the love making room.
Yeah.
Because it was always guys out that window with a camcorder.
I'm just gonna cheers and shut up.
If anybody wanna make love, you go to his bedroom.
That's what it was.
Right? And you look up and you see four guys out the window watching.
Cochino's way. I know, right? Hey, but none of us closed the blinds.
No, that's true. No one did. Everyone looked up and they're kind of like, oh, okay.
Go. Echando los porras. Yeah, right? With the matraca, the little fucking noisemaker. Yeah, right? Yeah, that was dumb shit.
Yeah.
How dare you, fool, bring old shit up?
Those were good times.
They were good times. Right? We were young and stupid. Yeah. And I wish that we could still do young and stupid stuff, but we're too old for that.
Old, married kids. So you know? It's kind of like, I feel like, I've mentioned this on the show too, like, if you're older, like our age, and you never experienced that kind of stuff, I feel like you just missing an important part of youth.
You know what, though? We did all that in general, not just that night, but collectively, like our whole teenage, like high school experience, let's just say. We did all that, bro, without any fear of getting arrested.
There were a couple times where the cops showed up.
But were you really scared that you were gonna go to jail?
No, not for the stupid shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was, we did a lot of dumb shit that if we did today, we'd probably at least end up in handcuffs.
I don't think so.
While they sort some shit out. Back
then, maybe because you had weed all the time.
I would have ended up in handcuffs.
Yeah, and you had a lot of stupid shit in your car.
I did a lot of,
you could have probably ended up in handcuffs. Me, that probably would have been detained and released because I just drank.
Bro,
I just alcohol. And I probably would have gone thrown in the drunk tank or something because I was always like fucking the one guy to fucking overdo it.
You've been tickled since high school.
Yeah, pretty much. Except I drank a lot more and passed out.
Do you know what? Yes, I'll give you that much. Mm-hmm. And as you've grown, you have learned how to control tickles.
Yeah.
You have learned that you don't need to get to that point to have fun. Which you've been a lot more boring, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed.
No, but that's part of growing up.
Yeah. And it always has to come to an end.
Beer goggles would have been more a thing when we were in high school than now.
Yeah.
But I have, so I've gone out. Getting back to the topic of beer goggles. I've gone out places, a majority with you, where I didn't give a fuck. I always hit on the girls, even though I was confident that I wasn't going to take any of them bitches home because they were too hot for me. Mm. But I still go up and have conversations.
I've seen it.
And I'm just saying, like, that was part of the beer goggles and beer courage situation.
I've seen it, yeah.
But so I have stories like that.
I remember there was one, you were just going down like every other girl at the bar, whatever place we were at. And I remember, I think it was me and Ojitos. We were just sitting back watching you, right? He's like, the courage is admirable.
But you know where that came from? I've told you where that came from before, right?
Is it your brother?
Yeah. And he doesn't remember the story. Uh-huh. That story, he doesn't remember. And he doesn't remember another pivotal story for me that involves racism.
Okay.
But it was like a correction moment for me with my brother because I was being a little racist. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the good one where this courage situation. Bro, he's 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And so when I say he moved out of the house like at 18.
Yeah.
And like he got married and left to Arizona.
Yeah.
So all of my memories with him, we're 5 years apart, bro. So that means if he left at 18, let's say 19 at the very latest, right? He was, let's say 19. That still puts me at what? Fucking like 13?
You were 14.
14?
Yeah.
So think about it. All of these things that I talk about, I was 14 or younger. So I learned, I have these thoughts and like memories of him instilling a couple things in me as an older brother.
Yeah.
One of them was that where I was out and I remember just talking. We were out and I was looking at this girl, like obviously my age, like 13, 14, I guess, at this point. And she looked cute. I was trying to, I just like kept side-eyeing her.
Yeah.
And he noticed, he's like, go talk to her.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm like, oh, she's too pretty.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, he's like, dude, if you start with the fucking, with the two, you're going to, or you start with the five, you're going to end up with the three.
Yeah.
So start with the hottest one in the room and work your way down. It stayed with me, bro.
Yeah.
It stayed with me.
And then we saw that. That one night, me and Ojitos were doing research on you, right? The whole National Geographic thing was in our head. He's like, look at him hunt, you know? But you were literally going down. You started from like a 10. You were working your way down. I think that one person that, I don't think you took anyone home that night, but I think you settled and talked to four.
I worked my way down.
You did, right?
So the other one, just because I don't want to leave people on a cliffhanger. So I remember we were out, and I remember where I was exactly. You know where Green Cat?
Yeah.
Okay, Green Cat coming this way.
Yeah.
I don't know that intersection. It's a really big intersection. And Green Cat, anybody in San Diego or the hood for sure know where the Green Cat liquor is.
Four corners of death.
Basically. Yeah. So I remember we were right there, bro. And this car comes up. I probably mentioned this story. A Corvette comes up with this black dude driving it, bro.
Yeah.
And it was like a very nice Corvette.
Yeah.
Fucking super clean dude. If anything, I remember probably like dressed up like in a tie and shit.
Okay.
And I mean, I was young, bro. I must have been like 10.
Yeah.
And I'm in a passenger seat, and I say some dumb shit, not knowing any better. I was 10. I'm grown. Okay, I'm matured. So I said something racist, like, oh, I'm like, he must have sold drugs to buy that car or something stupid, right?
Yeah.
And maybe he did, but my brother looks at me and he goes, don't judge. Basically, don't judge somebody on their hustle, basically, and their grind. Like he earned that car.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, he earned that fucking car. I took it as basically don't put him down for his hustle. Okay. Basically.
Oh, well, that, respect. That's a true statement. You know? Yeah, that's a real statement.
So.
Yeah.
At that point, like, it did set a tone for me, though, as far as, like negative, being negative about stuff. Because when you grow up in the hood and then you're, like, messing with, you're, like, you got just fucking Mexican friends or just white friends or somebody fucking from somebody fucking just beat your ass a week before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're, like, trying to fucking, like, reason with life and shit.
We still learning at 10.
You're learning. Yeah. So it was a pivotal moment for me, though, because still I'm 40 years old, and he probably doesn't remember this story either.
Probably not.
But for me, it was something that stuck in my head about not judging people.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I mean, I judge people right now because, like, right now people are getting their money off OnlyFans, and I'm hating.
Right? I'm going to start selling feet pictures.
Oh, man. I yesterday at the beach, I'm looking at my toes. I'm like, I got pretty feet. I got pretty toes.
Oh, man.
But you know what? Respect the hustle no matter what, you know? No matter
that was basically what it was.
In any way, shape, or form, respect the hustle. And I tell people that. There's people that I know that have, like, three jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nice shit, but no time. But they got nice shit. I'm like, hey, you're hustling. Respect the
hustle. Well, that's what my brother was trying to tell me, that I don't know what that dude had to do to get in that car.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, he could have had 3-4 jobs just to pay for that. Or he could have fucking put in his time and effort to become a business owner or fucking go to school and do his thing create a good job.
That's true. There's something that happened that, you know, he had enough money to buy that car.
Basically. Yeah, and it was respect the hustle no matter what it was.
Respect the hustle no matter what.
Yeah.
I was gonna go to something right now about the hustle thing, and I just
old.
I had a brain fart.
Uh huh.
It'll come up to me. It'll come back somehow, way, shape, or form. All right. So, what do you think about the beer so far?
I like it, dude. I put more beer in the freezer because I'm definitely gonna have another one.
I'm halfway through it. I still don't taste the honey. I think that was my complaint last time I had this beer.
I think that's what it was. But tell me something, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We're having a beer.
Yeah.
Would you rather have this beer or like a strong West Coast IPA?
For this early, something light.
You know, yeah. It's honestly, bro, it's not even that. It's light tasting. It's 5%, bro.
I mean, that's in the middle. That's like average, consider average. Just but 5%, that's, 5-6.
It's more than some of these Mexican lagers.
Some of these Mexican lagers are freaking 4%. Like, I had a team member work thing going on. We went to the baseball game. We were just drinking, like, Pacificals.
Yeah.
And the Coronas. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of it. It was what's available.
Yeah.
There was a bottle of tequila. Right? So I didn't.
There's always tequila.
I got drunk fast.
Yeah.
On purpose because I didn't want to spend money at the game.
Yeah.
On those expensive beers. Uh-huh. So I only bought like 2 beers over there.
Yeah.
And I sobered up. I drank them early and sobered up towards the end. Right. One of the guys that went with us, no names or nothing like that, but he got drunk so fast because he was just chugging the damn tequila out the bottle, right? He disappeared.
So, like,
second inning, he was gone.
Where'd he go?
He went home.
Shut the fuck up.
He went home.
You know what? Good for him for recognizing that he was done.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, just stop drinking and just eat something. You're at a ballpark, have a burger, have a hot dog.
Yeah. I also agree with that statement as well, yeah. Because I don't know. I think we've learned how to drink.
Yeah.
You know, after, if you don't learn at this point how to have a beer, you know, that's another story. But yeah. you can have a beer and like sober up.
Yeah. There is, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I stole somebody's nachos.
So, you thief.
I am. He's like, what the fuck? I said, you can have some. I'm like, I was hungry.
That was some.
Right. But like, I've gone out with that guy before, right? So it's kind of one of those things, like, well, you know, he's fun to hang out with. But one time we went to a baseball game. We went to Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking he was making fun of a couple of girls because, like, they were wearing, like, short shorts. And he kept yelling, oh, look, cellulite. Like, oh, my.
What a dick.
Yeah, I'm like, he kept saying it, like, louder so they can hear him. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. I've been out with people, bro, yeah. Where I won't go out with them again.
I will go out with him because I know, like, if we get into a fight, I know he's down.
No. Let me tell you something. Okay, so you cannot, just because he's down doesn't mean that you want to hang out with him when he probably instigated it.
Yeah.
Because imagine, okay, just let's use this as an example. Mm-hmm. And just an example, let's say you're out with your wife. Mm-hmm. An example, mm-hmm. Somebody says anything, I don't want to say anything specific, but just something rude as fuck. Mm-hmm. You're going to defend your wife,
yeah.
And her honor.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So are you now, you're now let's switch. You're the couple. Mm-hmm. But let's switch back to you and your friend now. Mm-hmm. Now you're back with your friend. Mm-hmm. He says some dumb shit about somebody's wife. Mm-hmm. He got a husband mad mm-hmm. at him and the group that you're in. Mm-hmm. He should get the ass beating mm-hmm. by himself.
Well, okay, if it's a one-on-one, I'm not going to jump in.
I've always said
I'm the type of guy, like, if you get in a situation where it's one-on-one, and, like, you said it too, like, I'm not going to let you get your ass kicked. But
we're going to get our ass kicked together.
Yeah.
But if you start it,
yeah.
I'm going to let them knock you out, but I won't let them, like, stomp your head.
No, I won't let them. I'll be like, It's your thing, but I'll jump in at the very last second. I won't let you get your ass beat.
Yeah.
But if you're in the other end of getting your ass kicked, borderline, I'm going to pull you out.
I pride
myself in situations where, like, I'm drunk and situations where, like, I couldn't get my ass kicked or somebody with me couldn't get their ass kicked. I pride myself in de-escalating certain situations.
Yeah, well, that comes with a little bit more of experience getting older. But there's been situations, you know what? I'm not going to say I've been in a situation where any one of my friends have gotten their ass beat uh-huh. in front of me. Uh-huh. But there's been situations where I look at, and I'm not going to say nobody's name in our friend group, uh-huh. but I'll be like, just shut up. just don't say nothing no more. We're done.
I've been in situations where borderline somebody would get their ass kicked with me get my ass kicked, and next thing you know, I'm hugging it out.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've been there for that one. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, that escalated and de-escalated really fast.
Yeah.
How would they end up with this, with a cheek besito?
Yeah. So, like, and there was one thing I've done it in front of other people where, like, they were in a position where they needed to de-escalate something. Yeah. And they couldn't. And I showed up, and next thing you know, I de-escalated. I'm like, just talk to people like they're people.
Yeah.
You know, don't be an asshole. You know, like, one time, all I needed to do was buy the guy a beer.
There we go.
Yeah, like, and I'm sorry, you know. We're all happy. Next thing you know, I got his phone number. We hang out tomorrow.
Oh, no. And we're going out this weekend.
Yeah, there you go, right? all right. So, like, we want to talk about something else real quick. And I mentioned it, and you really wanted to talk about this.
So, we did beer goggles already. Yeah, what was the other one?
So, another one here is you want to talk about Gen Z.
Yes. I always got so much to say about that.
Yeah. So, we've mentioned it a couple times on the episode, but we never really went in depth. And you've talked about your experience with Gen Z workers.
Yeah.
I've talked about some of my experience with Gen Z workers.
Yes.
So on Google, on the Google AI overview, Gen Z faces workplace issues, including poor communication skills, low engagement, and perceived entitlement from employers.
What?
In perceived entitlement from employers.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Perceived entitlement from employers.
Is that from the Gen Z side?
Yeah,
or
I think that's the Gen Z perceiving from some sort of entitlement from employers. Okay. Yeah. Alongside challenges like mental health, struggles, burnout, and a desire for better work-life balance from their side. These issues create friction between managers and young workers, with many employers finding Gen Z difficult to manage and even avoiding hiring them.
I avoid it. However, I've hired them before.
You mentioned that. However, Gen Z also brings up a desire for authenticity, transparency, flexibility, and connection, which, if addressed by employers, can bridge the gap and foster a more effective and productive work environment.
So, this topic is not because, like, how do I explain this? I've hired a bunch of younger kids, right? Mm-hmm. And not younger kids. I'm talking about like 20s, like lower to mid 20s.
Yeah.
Do they still consider?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thoughts come to mind of a couple specific ones. I'm not going to say any names. I don't think they listen, but I would, just in case. Yeah. But specifically, there's a couple younger cats that are very interesting to work with.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to work.
Yeah.
They wanted money.
Yeah.
They wanted to work in construction because it was better money.
Yeah.
And so I hire them and 24/7 bitching. Mm-hmm. Everything was too hard. Mm-hmm. They needed more breaks than California requirements. Let's put it that way.
You get fired for somebody for that. You know, is it take more than what's legally?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So look, I'm gonna say that number one, I'm not a slave driver.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Because when I'm working crews, mm-hmm, and like I'm on the job sites, I make sure that we start at 7. Mm-hmm. So I make sure we get legally it's just 10 minutes, bro, for your first break. Mm-hmm. I usually do about 15 to 20, mm-hmm, because I'm riding their asses. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I give them a minimum 15. Mm-hmm. If we're chit-chatting, whatever, 20 minutes, bro. Mm-hmm. And that usually, I want to say like 7 to like 9:30, I give them about like 15, 20 minutes, mm-hmm, a break. Because they're hustling. They're out in the sun. They're doing, you know, like, let's go get under a tree and fucking have some, have a water, have a sandwich, you know, like, get some energy because you just burn some energy. Then, like, let's say 11:30, I start. If I have multiple crews and I need to have them take lunch at different times, for any reason, which usually in construction, you don't really need to.
Yeah.
It's not like a restaurant where you need a crew working. Mm. So I typically have them all take a break at the same time. But around 11:30, I start hollering out, anybody wants to take a break, we can start.
Mm-hmm.
Or you guys can, we can all take a break. Or if you want, you know, like if I start hollering and making sure that everybody's aware at around 11:30 to 12 that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We, if you need to fucking stop for X or whatever reason, let's do this. And typically when I start hollering, most people will start to wrap up what they're doing where they can get to a stopping point 10 minutes later or whatever. And they take a break. And then I do that again around like 1 o'clock, 1:30. I give another break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I try to be fucking conscious.
And these guys still bitch.
Bro, they, oh my God. Like I just don't understand why they want to work in something that is physically demanding and then not. Like, I'm talking about, like, they worked for us for, like, 2 months and you're still bitching?
Yeah.
About shoveling? Like, that's what you came in 2 months ago shoveling. Like, you still don't know how to shovel?
So, my thing, it's weird because, like, I never fully did contracting, but I did, like, I did help out, like, my, back then, my brother-in-law and all that with contracting and all that, like, with construction. And I remember freaking the first job I had was to dig holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you get hired to dig holes.
Dig here.
What do you expect?
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't, I told him, like, this shit is, like, fucking hard as fuck, but I did it.
Yeah.
With like, practically no bitching.
Well, that's we're still from a different generation, though.
But I think, like, freaking, like, millennials were supposed to be soft, right? Mm-hmm. Well, fucking Gen Z is just fucking taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, and people called me a fucking softie back then. We're like, fucking, I fucking dug holes.
Second beer for the morning.
And freaking did practically no bitching.
Yeah.
Right? With the exception of they asked me, how do you like it? And I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. Right?
But they asked me.
And they're always calling in sick.
They're always calling
in sick, bro.
I went 2 years max without calling off sick.
Bro, like, I just don't get it. Like, I want to talk shit a little bit about even, like, my son's generation, which is 20 and under.
It's Gen Z.
Well, these fools. At 20 and under, even worse.
Yeah.
20 to 25, I think they're starting to mature a little bit. But 20 and under is like, it's worthless.
Well, yeah. And I...
sorry, Rob.
There's this... there's a bunch of Gen Z workers where I work, right? Mm-hmm. And they could tell their personality are different.
Yeah.
You know, right? And like, this is one, right? She's young, right? And she comes in with a freaking no personality, no good morning, no new nothing. She doesn't make eye contact with everyone. It's kind of like, it's that Gen Z thing. They don't make eye contact. They don't say good morning. They don't say none of that, right? And it's a Gen Z personality. They avoid all that. They avoid interactions. They're scared. But, so, you know, like in the thing they say, like workers, like Gen Z are requesting more work-life balance.
Yeah.
And all that shit. I'm a firm believer in that because European countries are going through that phase right now where they're cutting the work days from 5 to 4.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just to have that more balance.
Yeah.
So now being working full-time for like almost 20 years.
Yeah.
The gap in pay between new workers and older workers is becoming more narrow. Right? I have a big...
Sometimes it's upside down.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a big issue with that.
Uh-huh.
I have an extreme issue with that. And there's nothing I can do because this is just that corporate shit.
Yeah.
Right? But that, me, as a 40-year-old worker with some new guy, some Gen Z guy who just got hired, and there's like a small gap between my pay and his pay, it demoralizes me as a worker.
It's almost better that you quit and go work for another company,
exactly,
isn't it?
Right? Exactly.
Sucks.
And I got told by someone that basically this is the new way.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
You quit, you go work for the competitor, and then come back. I have a friend, bro.
Yeah.
Man, he's the king of that shit.
Is he?
Bro, this motherfucker found the fucking, like, cheat code, bro.
I need to talk to that guy.
He found a cheat code, bro, because every time he leaves, so he's like, so he started as a sales rep for a paint company.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, every time he jumped ship, bro, he went up like 15%.
Well, yeah, I don't need to start doing that, I guess, because like, I was like, it's a new thing. It's like before, like if you worked with a company for a while, I mean, there's perks of it. Like you get rewarded for your loyalty or you get rewarded for your hard work, whatever, right? Yep. Now it doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah,
you're a hard worker, it doesn't matter. You're I mean, you really got to stand out. And I told this to a buddy of mine at work, where like there were some changes, right? And I'm not disputing the changes, right? It was warranted.
Yeah.
But he mentioned like what the hell, like why not him, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have the youth, you have the knowledge, you have what it takes to do the job.
Yeah.
The only difference is you didn't stand out.
Yeah,
like is the other person better than you in some ways? Yes, you know, but you're more than capable of doing it. The only difference is the other person showed it.
But are they? So are we still talking about Gen Z's?
Yeah. He's a Gen Z guy. So I'm like, the other person that got the position is like a millennial, right?
Yeah,
like you gotta stand out more.
Well, I think what ends up happening with situations like that, just because I'm on the hiring side, and like promotion side, situations like that, what happens is that we give, like, if I go up to a fucking kid right now, and the kid, let's say I hire him for 3 days a week, whatever, you know, typically we hire for the full week when we're in construction, but for whatever reason, it can only work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if I go up to that person and I say, hey, man, or that person tells me, hey, I need more hours.
Yeah.
And I immediately go, cool, show up on Friday.
Yeah.
Just like that. Typically, 95% of the time, oh, well, Friday, you know, I have my mama's birthday. You know, like my uncle died. It's a funeral. There's a million reasons why you can't show up that Friday.
I
look at him and I'm like, motherfucker, you just asked me for more hours and I'm giving them to you. What the fuck?
Okay, so I had that similar situation a couple weeks ago where, like, for people don't know, I got two jobs. So at my second job, I wasn't getting the hours I wanted.
Yeah.
So I asked for more hours and then he came up to me, offered me 3 days.
Yeah.
One of those days, I ain't gonna lie, I had plans. It was already set like a month prior, right? I didn't think he was gonna come at me like that.
Yeah.
But he did. But I made a compromise. I worked 2 out of 3 days.
Well, dude, because in management, when somebody comes up and asks for more hours and we actually have them, we give them.
Well, I didn't know there was hours available like that. So, but there's 2 days I sucked it up in the sun and all that. So I sucked it up. But at the same time, I felt bad.
Yeah.
Me, I feel like I'm a worker.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. I couldn't take all 3 days.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt bad. So, back to my original point, back when I was talking about the pay gap and all that shit. So, I'm actually with Gen Z in terms of work and personal life balance. I'm with it in terms of, you know why? Because as a worker, I feel like millennials are getting the short end of the stick.
Okay.
You know, in terms of pay, like I'm a millennial, right? Why is the pay gap becoming more narrow where I consider myself a worker? And I know my shit for the most part.
I agree with you about that statement.
And then I'm like, why am I getting fucking at the short end of the stick? It's not fair because I feel like you get these young folks in who don't appreciate shit. When I fucking started working, my first fucking job, right? I got promoted within a year, right? And then my pay was full. And then when I moved positions, they were offering me more pay.
Yeah,
right. Where nowadays it's like they don't give a fuck. Corporations don't care. That just this is the way now.
Yeah.
Right. And I felt like Gen Z coming in with all these little demands, right? Some of it I don't agree with, but some of it I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna shorten saying fuck this shit. You know?
Well, it kind of, so when you say work life balance, like, bro, like I work I swear I work 24 hours a day. I've always done that.
Well, yeah.
I always have businesses. I always have this. I have that.
You're practically a manager.
But right? Like,
you manage a company.
Yeah. And then I manage my own company.
So when you, exactly. So if you have those titles, then you're obligated to do more because it comes with more pay.
I'm on salary.
Okay, you're on salary. Well, that's typical management is on a salary, right?
Yeah, so I'm on salary when it comes to, like, my day job. And then I do a lot of my own work. I'm a contractor, obviously.
But think about it like this. But like, so like somebody who's non-management, right, with the situation I'm in right now, and then the younger generation coming in, right? So it's kind of like in my situation is where I'm not seeing the perks anymore. I got to work two jobs.
I guess you're right about that.
So it's kind of like with inflation and with this going up, which bottom line, like good job friend would probably not agree with what I'm saying, but it's practically now it's a scam. The price of everything's like registration, taxes, inflation, everything's going up to the point where like we need a lot more money just to maintain a certain lifestyle.
But everybody's paying all that though, because on the management side, let's say on me, you're talking about work, all these fees and all that, bro. Just to contract, I don't even concentrate on it full time, bro. Yeah. I work 50 hours a week, technically. Uh-huh. I get paid for 50 hours Monday through Friday. Then on top of that, just to keep my contractor's license active, uh-huh. I have to pay a year. Every other year, uh-huh. I pay a fee.
Yeah.
I have to have a bond. Mm-hmm. I have to have insurance. Mm-hmm. Bro, just for the right of saying I'm a contractor, mm-hmm. I drop like $4,000 a year.
Well, that's bullshit. It shouldn't be that way.
It's ridiculous.
And that's just the system no longer is in your favor. You gotta go through a lot in order to maintain a lifestyle we had with less back in the 90s.
Yeah.
In the 80s. It's black. You know, it's ridiculous now. So it's kind of like I understand why Gen Z, I think they're soft in terms of work.
100% soft.
Yeah. But I'm hearing them and I'm like, some of the things is making a little sense.
Bro, but did you remember that Starbucks employee that was crying because they were giving him 40 hours a week?
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's soft. That's soft. Yeah, that's soft. 40 hours a week is
normal.
It's normal. All right. So you're soft about that. But in terms
they expect me to work 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Then you'll suck it up, Buttercup. But you know everything else, like you know, like the compensation and all that. I hear it, you know, because I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick, and I'm like, it's kind of like
because you're old.
Oh, I'm old, right? But like I told you, like everything is just stupid right now. There's a fee for this, tax for that, fee for this. To hire this, hire registration. They don't want to charge a freaking. I'm gonna need a third job now because they want a fucking tax per mile.
They want a what?
Tax per mile.
Tax per what?
Mile? You never heard about this?
No. See, what is this?
But so basically, real quick, and then we end the show because this is kind of off topic. But so the gas tax, it's a gas tax, right? But now that people are driving more electric vehicles, the gas tax in Cali, they're not seeing that money come in as much.
Are you fucking serious? Yeah, oh, the state's trying to get their money regardless.
Exactly. So
bullshit.
According to the state, we needed to fix the roads. So
bullshit.
Exactly. This is why we're getting the truck. Because all these people are just taking money left and right.
I drive 5 miles a week.
So they did this whole thing where like we did not get enough money from the gas tax. So now they want a tax per mile.
That's bullshit.
Which could average the average driver anywhere between $600 and $900 a year.
Bro, no, fuck that. I fucking drive 100 to 150 miles a day.
Well, it's Cali, and I think the number is 10 cents per mile.
How much?
10 cents per mile.
So that would be 150 miles times 10 cents. What is that?
I don't know.
$15?
No, probably, but think about it, 5 days a week.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. $15 a day.
Yeah.
Times five.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I need a raise.
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about, bro. So, like they want, the state wants you to drive green. They want you to have an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And they were encouraging that. Then they saw the gas tax going lower. They saw the less money coming in the gas tax. They're like, we fucked up.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, so like, now we're going to start screwing the people again.
But that's bullshit, bro. It's like, why? Everything's so fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be able to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's like, My parents bought their house for $90K in fucking 1989.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, that same house sold fucking like 10 years ago for fucking almost $600,000-$700,000.
Yeah.
$90K in 1989.
Yeah, you know what it is. And then it's just, like I said, it's people call it inflation, supply and demand, which those are factors. Don't get me wrong, those are factors, but you cannot deny this little price gouging.
Bro, there's fucking, when did North, not even North Park, let's say fucking City Heights.
Yeah.
When did City Heights become $1 million community?
Think about it, bro. In San Diego standards.
Think about it. City Heights is practically $1 million community.
In San Diego standards. You know?
That's bullshit.
And I'm like, wow. Well, this is, you know, like I said, supply and demand, inflation, it's a factor, but there's definitely some fucking price gouging in there somewhere.
This is ridiculous.
And same thing with, like, I'm just happy. I'm at that stage in life where I'm just happy that the price of eggs went down.
I'm still debating if I want to get more chickens.
Yeah, man. But all right. So, yeah, we went over an hour, more than what we wanted to. So,
oh, man.
Honey, must be the honey blonde ale for breakfast. I wish we had that pancake beer. But you know what? This wasn't bad for breakfast.
I don't think it was a bad beer. Yeah. I'm in my second one. I did enjoy it right off the bat. Like, I think Belgian Beaver is a good company. They put out good beers. Did they ever reopen there in North Park?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't been there since they reopened it.
I think it's open
there. We should go. That's just a stop.
Fine.
You know.
Before Murillo's?
Yeah. So I think it's a good company. They put out good beer. They're all over the place now. They're big enough to be everywhere in San Diego at liquor stores. So you can't really go wrong with them. As long as they keep putting out good beer, we're going to keep drinking it.
Yeah.
And we want to rate this beer. I'm sure we already gave it a rating, but never at 8 a.m. in the morning. What are you going to give it at 8 a.m. in the morning as your first beer of the day on a beautiful Sunday morning?
I'm going to give it a 3.8, and I'm knocking it down a little bit because I don't taste the honey.
I taste the honey for sure. So I'm going to give it a 4. It's a good breakfast beer. I'm gonna go buy birria right now. You know what?
For breakfast beer, like, I want something sweet.
I'm gonna go buy birria right now, and I'm gonna kill the other beers.
You know what? It's your day off.
It's my day off.
Hey, I got 2 days off this week.
Look at you!
I haven't had that in a couple months.
All excited. Yeah. Oh, wait, what are you gonna do?
Well, it's football.
There we go.
So, like, at 10 a.m. in an hour, the Cardinals play.
Oh, look at you. So,
yeah, I'm watching football today.
That's why you're in a hurry.
Am I? All right, so on that note.
As always, thank you for joining us, society.
Bye.